With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew, reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. It's day three of the RNC, where vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is about to offer tonight's keynote address. He's expected to share the story of his hardscrabble upbringing in Kentucky and Ohio and make the case it's the GOP ticket that best understands the challenges facing many Americans. Challenges he chronicled in his 2016 best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. On a night when the RNC theme is Make America Strong Again, Vance is likely to speak about the policies the ticket believes will reinvigorate the U.S. at home and abroad and emphasize the need to end the crisis at the southern border. I'm Bob Agnew, reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Now back to Keith Peters in Washington.
The Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee has issued a subpoena to Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, compelling her to appear before the committee on Monday for what is scheduled to be the first congressional hearing into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General also says it's investigating the Secret Service's handling of security for Trump the day a gunman tried to assassinate him at a Pennsylvania rally. President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 while traveling in Las Vegas and is experiencing mild symptoms from the infection. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will fly to his home in Delaware, where he will self-isolate and will continue to carry out all of his duties during that time. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 243 points, the NASDAQ dropped 512, the S&P 500 lower by 79 points. This is SRN News. Christians do not want AI in their churches.
A new poll from the Barna Group reveals that strong majorities of believers think that artificial intelligence is inferior to human beings when it comes to important aspects of religious life. 86% don't want AI performing spiritual counseling. About two-thirds of respondents also think their pastor should avoid AI when developing and writing his sermons. Christians are more open to AI helping with things like financial planning. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law barring school districts from passing policies requiring schools to notify parents if their child asks to live with the opposite sex in class. The law bans rules requiring school staff to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. Opponents say parents have the prime responsibility for their children's health and well-being. This is SRN News. An actor and musician is canceling his tour following the comments of a band member.
Actor Jack Black said he was blindsided by a comment made by his bandmate Kyle Gass about the assassination attempt of former President Trump while performing in Australia Sunday for their Tenacious D tour. Black gave Gass a cake for his birthday and then told him to make a wish. Gass said, quote, "Don't miss Trump next time," end quote. Black said he would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence, and decided to cancel the rest of the band's tour and put any future plan on hold. Black recently appeared at a Joe Biden fundraiser, speaking out against former President Trump. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Much of the U.S. and Canada is cleaning up or still dealing with a new wave of severe storms that have caused deaths and damage this week from the plains to New England. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.